The tour content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions. Hello, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweis, and this is the audio version of the one-page article I wrote and published on my blog, Kol HaSridim, on August 17th, 2021, entitled The Insidious Nature of Metaphysical and Epistemological Premises. I recently started reading a book called Already Free, Buddhism Meets Psychotherapy on the Path of Liberation. The author is Bruce Tift, who has worked as a psychotherapist and has lived as a practicing Buddhist for over 40 years. The back cover of the book reads, quote, Buddhism and Western psychotherapy seek to provide freedom from suffering, yet each offers a completely different approach for reaching this goal. How can we know which one will help us the most? End quote. I've been interested in psychology for a long time, but have only recently begun to explore meditation, mindfulness, and the other Eastern practices that have been recognized as beneficial by Western psychotherapists. My intellectual disposition makes me wary when it comes to investigating other religions, but that's what makes Buddhism and Taoism so frustrating for a Westerner such as myself. It's hard to tell which elements are religious and which are simply chachma, wisdom. That's why this book intrigued me. I hoped that the author would help me to clarify this distinction. I'm only two chapters in, but towards the beginning of the book, the author addresses my concern. Quote, it's said that the Buddha was asked about what happens when we die, whether other beings exist in other realms, and questions about the nature of reality. The Buddha responded, if a man has been shot with an arrow and the doctor is called, does that doctor ask him who shot the arrow, what his motives were, what he was wearing, and so on? No. The doctor's job is to remove the arrow and help the patient heal. My teachings are about the relief from unnecessary suffering. I teach about liberation, not about the nature of reality. End quote. This is a seductive anecdote. It promises practical results without theoretics. But is it really that simple? Are there not metaphysical and epistemological premises embedded within the anecdote itself? This anecdote presupposes that liberation has nothing to do with the nature of reality. It presupposes that neither the art of the doctor nor the art of the teacher need be concerned with anything but the experience of suffering. It presupposes that one can distinguish between necessary and unnecessary suffering without knowledge of reality. All of these presuppositions are made with subtlety. This serves as a reminder about the insidious nature of metaphysical and epistemological premises. It is far too easy to pledge allegiance to such premises without even realizing it. This reminder is especially important for people such as me, who regularly read and learn non-Torah sources, both in order to better understand and practice Judaism, and in order to gain insight into the Chachma outside of Torah. There are those who say that the risk is not worth the reward. They argue that it would be far safer to close ourselves off from all non-Torah sources of wisdom for fear of contamination. This was the position of Rav Samson Raphael Hirsch, as expressed in letter number 18 of the 19 letters. He lambasted the Rambam for being influenced by foreign ideas and advocated for a model of, quote, developing Judaism from within, unquote, as an approach he ascribes to the Ramban, to Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, and to himself. I hear where this approach is coming from. My response, in a nutshell, is that ship has sailed. The belief that we can learn pure Torah by hermetically sealing ourselves off from foreign influences is a pipe dream. This may have been possible at various points in our history, but not today. The Ramban, who villainized Aristotle, was influenced by his ideas, as is evident from his commentary. Rav Hirsch thought and wrote like a German. The best hope we can have is to, quote, accept the truth from whoever says it, as the Rambam says in the intro to Perek Chelek, while striving to be aware of and to question our premises on a continual basis. If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/Rabbi Schneeweis. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweis Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweis, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweis@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweis@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.